This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Times, they are a-changin' for our friends, the debt collectors. The Federal Consumer Watchdog Agency this week put the industry and consumers on alert that by next year, there will be new rules for how we get dunned. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell has more on what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is up to here. Chris, good morning.
How you doing, David?
You know, debt collectors are a bit like meter maids. You and I may love them, but they're not exactly popular figures. Beyond that, what is behind the Financial Protection Bureau's moves here?
Okay. Here's what's behind it. The debt collection industry has been a bit of the Wild West for the past couple of years. And if you look at the Federal Trade Commission, number one complaint from consumers revolves around the debt collection industry. And, you know, the complaints are about they're harassing me and they don't give me good documentation and people just don't understand these rules and they want to pay their debts, but did I really borrow that money? So I think it's about time to clean up this industry, which, you know, it's an important function, which is if you borrow money, you should pay it back.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. But what is the Financial Protection Bureau, what are they going to focus on?
So part of what they're asking is, okay, do consumers get enough information about these alleged debts? And I think that in many cases, they don't get enough information. Another part, incendiary topic, the tactics of the debt collectors. And here I just want to highlight something that just reflects this world that we're in, this new world you talk about all the time, which is social media. So they're the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it's worried about texting and social media involved in collecting debts, which I found absolutely fascinating.
Now, there are critics of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that think it's just too powerful, not accountable, and may oppose this. But what about banks? Do you think the banks, powerful banks, will push back?
You know, you would think that, right? I mean, regulation. But I think the banks actually, to a large extent, are going to welcome this kind of rulemaking because some of the tactics that they've used in recent years, David, it's really backfired on them.
The economics maven of Marketplace, Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David. I like that.